$59 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by an agent using an infrared camera. Now, when it comes to our border and border security, Republican Senator from Florida Rick Scott tells Fox News it should be quite simple.
Right. Enforce all of our laws. I mean, I've been to the border. The border agents are frustrated. They need more people, more technology, some barriers. But whatever the law is, why are we enforcing all of our laws? Right. We all believe that. You know, it's interesting. People think Hispanics don't believe it. We did a poll about immigration policy. We did a poll right after my election to see how we had done. And we asked, do you want us to, have greater enforcement of immigration laws? I think it was 69%. So whatever the law is, we ought to be enforcing it. So if that's the law, the Attorney General ought to be enforcing it.
As far as why no one is compromising on Capitol Hill, Senator Scott says,
I think the Democrats believe it's a good issue for 2020. I've been up there a little over 90 days. Everything is about the election in 2020. They're frustrated. They hate Trump.
They don't want to give him a win.
No, they don't want to do anything that might help Trump. This is all about election in 2020. Every fight up there is about, we're not going to do anything because this might be good for Trump.
For more news, remember to check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Welcome back, everybody. I'm going to delve a little, it's political, but it's a little bit more than that. It is. I rant, rave here on this program, put many hours in on the air over the course of the week, 18 hours, and yeah, I can get hot and bothered from time to time, and I can get frustrated. Very, very frustrating. I love my country. I love my country. I love the ideals of America. If that makes any sense, because that's what America is. It's an idea. It's an idea. Freedom. Going out. Staking your own claim in the world. Being able to succeed. And I say this all the time. The reason why I do this program is because I want my kids to be able to succeed beyond their wildest dreams and also fail. Have the capacity to fail, because you cannot have one without the other. And I have to admit, this whole Trump presidency, there's been things that I've liked, there's things that I have not liked. Pretty much par for the course with most administrations, some more than others. I've been highly critical of Donald Trump, but I've also praised Donald Trump for the things that I think that he's done well. At this point in time, and again, it's awful. It really is. How bad the media is and handling this Mueller investigation and what actually took place and how important the story is right now in regards to how it happened. I don't want our country. We've got issues as a country. We do. Okay. Our first hour of the program, in case you're just joining us, you got to go back and listen. I explain people talking about problems with capitalism and the difference between the haves and have-nots and the wealthy and the poor. And I've got simple ways to fix it. It has nothing to do with taxes. Nothing. You think taxes are going to solve the problem? You got to be kidding me. It's a joke. But to watch what happened, where you have an administration on its way out the door. You have an administration on its way out the door. Going out and spying. Spying on another administration. Well, not an administration. Campaign. Excuse me. Trying to take that position. Now, I'm here to tell you something. Okay? I call it like I see it. First and foremost, if it was Jeb Bush. If it was Jeb Bush, if Jeb Bush got the nomination and not Donald Trump, it wouldn't have happened. The reason why they were going after Donald Trump was because it was Donald Trump. He's not a part of the club. He's not a part of the establishment, the watchdog on Wall Street, axis of evil. That's why, plain and simple. I'm sorry. You got some far liberal listeners out there, left-wing listeners out there. Please, please, if you would, try to take the blinders off and see just how bad this was and how dangerous this was. We had, for all intents and purposes, a coup attempt here in the United States. I think about this, and it comes to mind. I said, what are we going to have running in 2020. President Zolo, the bad guy from Romancing the Stone. President Zolo, we've turned ourselves into a third world country. It cannot work this way. It can't. People out, oh, this guy is so bad, terrible. Listen, this is what elections are for. The president is bad, doesn't do a good job. Guess what? You can vote him out in 4 years. There's checks and balances on what he can do. Donald Trump couldn't get most of his agenda through with a Republican House and a Republican Senate, for crying out loud. But it really wasn't about that. It was about his attack on some of the establishment in of itself, going after NATO, going after the Europeans. Part of the club. He's not a part of it. And they couldn't stand it. So, quite honestly, I don't care what side of the aisle you come down on. You need to be appalled by this. You really do. And I'm sorry, okay? I'm not the Sean Hannity program. I was ticked off when the whole birther thing with Barack Obama, and I yelled and screamed about that. Oh, way back in the day, I thought the impeachment of Bill Clinton was one of the dumbest things Republicans could do. And I was right. So, yeah, we're honest here on the program. What everybody needs to do is they need to put down their hatred and use their minds. Reason. Socratic thinking. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes, guess what? You have to eat a little crow and you have to swallow. So many people were so sold on the Russia collusion bit. I don't know why. It was just, to me, it was just one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. But you bought it hook, line, and sinker. Okay. You were duped. Come out and say it. Okay. I was duped. Mainstream media duped me. I believed their nonsense. And move on. You want to challenge Donald Trump based upon policy? You don't like it? Whatever it may be, go ahead. I don't care how much you dislike a president. Okay, we cannot go removing presidents via fake searches and FISA warrants and utilizing the FBI and the CIA to take them down. Institutions. Those institutions right now need to be dissolved, as far as I'm concerned. We need to start over. They're corrupted. They're rotten. They're rotten to the core. You had a parade of ex-CIA guys on CNN and MSNBC on a regular basis spouting off at the mouth. Who does that? These guys were spy chiefs. You shouldn't be on television. You should be in hiding somewhere if you did your job properly. Again, it's my plea to the nation right here. See the forest for the trees. I don't care how much you hate Trump. I don't care. If you can't even stand to hear his voice, see his face, whatever it may be. What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. Period. The end. Anyway, I'm going to move on from that. I wanted to talk about this as well, because this was, again, another waste of taxpayer money this past week. You know what? We shouldn't really be wasting taxpayer money, because guess what? Federal spending hit the highest level since the bank bailout and the Obama stimulus. Again, Republican president, Republican Senate, Democratic House. But hell, they were doing the same thing when Republicans were doing the same thing when they had the whole kick can and caboodle. So you tell me what's the difference between the elephants and the donkeys. Anyway, this past week, they decided to parade the bank executives in front of Congress. And I don't know if you got a chance to watch any of this stuff. Again, I'm a bit of a dork. So, yeah, I'll pull down some of the stuff from C-SPAN. I forget who it was. One member of Congress asked the men assembled to raise their hand if any of them were a person of color. Trying to make a point here, because they were all white. Not many of them. It was 6, 7. Then raise your hand if the person that you have in line to replace you is a person of color or a female. Now, first and foremost, those things are chosen by boards of directors. Not the CEO who does that. All of what we saw, not most, I've got to correct myself, was, in the words of Donnie Brasco, a fugazi. A fake. Phony. It's not real. None of it was real. Fake. A fugazi. Those same congressmen that are going to blast the heads of these banks, they're going to invite them to their fundraiser later on that evening, some Georgetown bar. Got the Georgetown cupcakes going with the cocktails, drinks flowing, and they're going to be a big fishbowl in the middle. And the big banks will cut them a check. You need to understand, people, that all of this stuff is there just to dupe you. These are big banks. These are the too big to fail institutions. They're not going anywhere. They're not. As the system has been put together as it is right now, those institutions are going nowhere. The only way that I see the end of this hypocrisy, this nonsense, this chink, this shot at capitalism, is to break these institutions up. To bring back some form of Glass-Steagall in some way, shape, matter, or form. Get rid of all the ridiculous regulations. Get rid of the conflicts of interest that are inherent in these companies and break them up. But, again, there's no will to do that. And go back and take a look at the Republican Party platform from 2016. A lot of great ideas there. A lot of really fantastic things in there. But it was all a lie. All a lie. They had in there talking about antitrust and breaking up the big financial institutions. They also said they're going to control the border too. Sounds good. But the reality is that that's not what the establishment really wants. And the establishment gets what they want. Play the same thing when it comes to immigration. Do you honestly believe that Democrats and Republicans want to do anything about immigration? I don't care what you're seeing. I don't care what they're saying. You mean to tell me they can't figure this out? They can't do anything about it? Of course they can. But big business and big agriculture, all that stuff, they want the cheap labor. Wake up, America. Got to go to break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Become a part of our family, our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. Our retirement white paper, retirement crisis white paper, absolutely free. Download on that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call, 800-471-5984.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
Well, here we are again, and this is looking like a pretty lopsided matchup, Jim.
That's right, Ron. I mean, in one corner, we've got a 175-pound guy, and in the other, a 6,000-ton heavyweight train?
Jim, this guy has no idea what he's getting himself into.
Ron, the size difference alone is staggering.
Oh, unbelievable, Jim. And this guy is acting like he doesn't have a care in the world.
What is this guy thinking, Ron?
Well, this is one of those rare moments where I actually find myself at a loss for words.
I can hardly bear to watch.
It's no contest. Every day, people tempt fate and die trespassing on railroad tracks. Railroad tracks are more dangerous than you think. See tracks, think train. For more safety tips and information, visit seatracksthinktrain.org.
Bum 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 bum.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Yeah, I watched it. I forget who it was. It was on, saw a clip. It was ABC's This Week. The name of the reporter there. I forget his name. I'll tell you what he said, though. What he said was that that Herman Cain's not qualified to be on the Federal Reserve Board. He said freshman econ students in college are more qualified than Herman Cain to be on the Federal Reserve Board. Really?
Really?
You see, this is why I'm not going to be able to do TV. Keep asking me. I would have blasted that guy like you read about. I would have actually gotten in his face. That smug SOB. Who the hell do you think you are? Honestly, you just come on TV and talk and read off teleprompters and comment on stuff. You've never built anything. You've never created anything in your life. I know. I have zero respect for people like this. I really do. Herman Cain shouldn't be on the Federal Reserve. And guess what? You have establishment Republicans that want to thwart the bid. Mitt Romney included. Yeah, Mitt Romney from Bain Capital, the private equity company that would take companies over, put all sorts of debt on their balance sheet. They'd borrow the money, have the company borrow the money for the buyout, put the debt on the balance sheet, and then have the company slowly but surely go out of business while they made a fortune. Yeah, Bain Capital. I give you Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, Lisa Murkowski, and I have one more. Cory Gardner, I think, out of Colorado. They're going to vote no on Herman Cain and maybe Stephen Moore. No, these guys, they didn't work at Goldman Sachs. No, they did not. They're not establishment guys. And guess what? They don't have advanced economics degrees. I wouldn't hire a guy with an advanced economics degree to change a light bulb. Okay. I look at that. You've got all these fancy pants, Ivy League degrees. Oh, wow. You're a PhD in economics. I don't care. Go get your shine box, as far as I'm concerned. Go start a business. Let me see you do something with that degree, other than make horrible predictions. I'm a dork. So guess what? I didn't take any econ classes when I was in college. None. Have I read economics books? Sure, I have. Good ones. You want a full understanding? All you need to know when it comes to economics, I'll give you the books. Just email me. I'll tell you what to read. First and foremost, great read. Thomas Sowell, Basic Economics. It's a great read. Easy to read. Pure and simple. It's awesome. That's all you need. Why are we going to trust these same people? These same people with all their advanced degrees, all these smarty pants, when they never get it right. They never get it right. Funny. Let's go back to the financial crisis, shall we? Ben Bernanke during the financial crisis was out there leading up to the financial crisis, telling everybody that the U.S. housing market was strong. Here am I. Dumb Italian Polack, Chris Markowski, with his financial firm, warning everybody that the housing market is a mess. It's going to collapse. This is a disaster. I'm not the only one. Plenty others out there as well. None of us have huge Ivy League economics degrees, yet we were able to figure it out, but the head of the Federal Reserve had not a clue. Alan Greenspan did not have a clue. None of them did. None of them had any idea. Do you know how many recessions have been caused due to the Fed? And you want a businessman? You don't want to have a businessman on there? Maybe give you a bit of a different perspective on things. Maybe show something in a different light. Maybe you can put down all your various different computer models and theorems that never, ever really seem to work, do they? How about it? I'm going to be honest with everyone. University of Virginia basketball team. You could put the University of Virginia basketball team. Put them in charge of the Fed. And I'm telling you right now, they could do no worse. They could do no worse than the crop of characters that we have consistently put on there. Bunch of astrologists and tarot card readers and Miss Cleo economists out there. No, I don't have any respect for them. Zip, zero, zilch, nada. Okay? It's a magic show, kids. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advanced look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. When they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. Yeah, I've said it here on the program. I might as well mention it again. Now, I don't believe that there is any desire in Washington, D.C. at all, to solve the immigration problem. And I know I'll get the emails. I'll get my mother will call me up and she'll say, "Chris, the president's trying." And I'd say to her, "Are you sure? How do you know? Why? Because he said so on TV? I don't think he's trying. Yes, I haven't seen any executive orders. I haven't seen executive orders getting rid of anchor babies or dealing with the asylum situation. I haven't seen anything. Sorry." So, I mean, you say he's trying, but I don't know that for a fact. You're saying that. So, no, I don't think that there's any desire to do a damn thing. I mean, if you follow history and you witness one failed attempt after another failed attempt after another failed attempt and nothing being done. And now it's worse now than ever before. Let's put it into perspective, shall we? Let's put it into perspective. Donald Trump. Again, all you people that voted for Donald Trump, and I'm honest, I voted for him too. Wasn't my first choice, but I voted for him. I didn't think, and I've said so here on the program, I didn't think that we were going to get a wall built by Mexico. No, I didn't. I chalked that up to campaign rhetoric. And what I've said about Donald Trump is, you take everything that Donald Trump says and you reduce it by 50%. But anyway, we haven't even got a reduction by 50%. We are less than zero, okay? It has gotten much, much worse. Much, much worse. How many people would have voted for Donald Trump if they had a time machine and they could fast forward, they knew what was going on, and they found out that over a million people were getting across the border. They had just the facts of immigration a couple years moving forward. Most people wouldn't have voted for him. So, no, I don't think that there's any desire to fix the problem. And some of the things that are being said, I'm sorry. I should try to make the program an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez free zone. But sometimes she just says things, and how? Why? She claimed she was doing a conference with John Kerry and said that the reason why we're getting all of these asylum seekers and migrants is because of climate change. Climate change. Really? Wow, it got that hot down there in Central America. No, it has nothing to do with the fact that, well, El Salvador is one of the, well, it's basically the murder capital of the world, one of them. Or it had to do with over a third of the population of Honduras is in poverty. I can go on and on and on and on. Corruption, MS-13 gangs. Nothing to do with that. It has to do with climate. They're moving here because of climate change. And I think about these idiotic things that these people say, and I would vast Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Why the hell are they coming here? Why the hell are they coming to the United States if they're fleeing climate change? Why wouldn't they just keep on going to Canada? Canada's going to be a hell of a lot better off than we are. Am I wrong? Or at least go up to Alaska, for crying out loud, if you want to stay in the United States. And all of you people out there talking about the 12 years. We got 12 years is D-Day. It's going to be the end of the world. Why are you not buying up major parcels of land in Greenland right now? Not a lot of people there in Greenland. Yeah, man, that whole climate, we got really hits. Guess what? Greenland's going to be a good place to be. What about Siberia? And I would think that, you know, Vladimir Putin would be starting up master planned communities in Siberia due to climate change. Be a big moneymaker for them, right? Now, it's just one dumb thing after another dumb thing. But back to immigration. Jorge Ramos from Univision. He said it, and guess what? I happen to agree. Now, I don't see eye to eye with Jorge much. I got to at least give Jorge Ramos kudos. He goes on to Fox News. Obviously, he's a mainstay on CNN and MSNBC. He's a Univision anchor. But I give him kudos. At least he goes on Fox. Jorge Ramos said, amnesty for illegals, migrants, nothing we can do to stop it. Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is there anything being done to stop it? Got to take a break. You're listening to Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Or give us a call, 800-471-5984. That number again, 800-471-5984. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
Mike Hewitt here. This week, Trump's approval is 53%, 7 points higher than Obama's was at this point, but that's not the big story. While Trump enjoys a high approval, Congress, the media, and government in general are each suffering historically low approval ratings. Year after year of nonsense media and a breakdown in any ability to resolve health care and immigration troubles and more have lowered people's trust in these institutions. Worse, a politically weaponized IRS and Department of Justice has further eroded confidence and trust in our federal government, not to mention perpetual resist. All of that while growing calls to suppress our First Amendment. Ben Franklin said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected in its ruins." Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
All right. I had a touch on this. I had some questions on it. It's actually from about a week and a half ago. And I had the story. I covered it during my weekday show. And, well, I can be quite honest with you, I didn't, to me, it was much ado about nothing. But I got a lot of emails about this. So I'm going to go over it quickly. It has to do with this bipartisan bill that was passed called the Secure Act. The Secure Act. And there you got Republicans and Democrats, donkeys and elephants are nuzzling up with one another. And they're friends. And they passed a bipartisan bill. Oh, it's going to help Americans save more. All right. It increases eligible savings. It does. It repeals the 70 and a half current maximum contribution age, so older Americans can continue to save. It's going to increase from 70 and a half to 72, the minimum distribution age. Encourages education saving, allows new child and adoption savings, has some expanded access as far as 401ks are concerned, for part-time workers. That's good. But overall, it's nothing much. It's not that great. Reform, this Secure Act. These guys didn't do much. They weren't bold. They weren't courageous. Why do we need 401ks and IRAs and all of these different accounts? Why can't we just have one? Why can't we just have some sort of universal savings account? Done. I tell you what. There's a lot of money made by middlemen and big brokerage firms administering retirement plans and 401ks. A lot of money. That's right. That's why. Why? Wall Street doesn't want that. That's the last thing in the world that Wall Street wants. They want to continue to collect their fees. I'm not wrong. Listen, we set up 401k plans for businesses all over the country. Do you know how we have to battle with the various different middlemen and service providers to keep the fees as low as possible? There's always somebody there looking a nickel and dime, driving me freaking crazy all the time. Yeah, stuff that I start yelling at them. Well, yeah, I start swearing. I admit it. Every opportunity that they get to try to nickel and dime somebody trying to save for the retirement, they go ahead and they do so. All of that could have been eliminated. Done. But no, because both the donkeys and the elephants get nice checks from the investment companies. Than the service providers. It is what it is. I wish it was different, my friends. Again, this is how the world works. And we just like to let you in on it because guess what? Nobody else will. Just that simple. Anyway, I'm going to get back. Cover a little bit. I got one more short story on minimum wage, and it's in regards to New York City. Close to where I live here and what's happened with the $15 an hour. Don't go anywhere. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We shall return.
Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, RabCoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HuntertonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Howdy. This is kind of, I'll tie this into the minimum wage story. This is like a woe is me story. One in two New York millennials work at restaurants to repay student debt. So? So what? I did. And? Oh, they're not going to learn anything working there? Oh, it's affecting their blood pressure. They have to work too hard. Oh, give me a break. Anyway, hidden costs in the fight for 15. Is it merely a coincidence that the city's full-service restaurants have fallen into a jobs recession? That's right. Jobs in New York are soaring. But not in the restaurant sector. Employment in January dropped 3.7% year over year. Yep. Why? Well, you guessed it. Minimum wage. The Hospitality Alliance surveyed 324 full-service eateries late last year. Nearly half 47%. Plan to eliminate jobs in 2019 to deal with higher labor costs. Three-fourths expected to cut employee hours, and 87% said they would raise venue prices. That's just one. You know what? They're going to look to hire illegal workers. They will. They'll look to hire illegal workers. I'm not going to go over minimum. I've discussed minimum wage again and again and again, and the economics behind it. But everywhere it's instituted, it causes havoc. Yet, you've got people that want, well, certain politicians want $15 an hour for the country. And, oh, you got Tim Ryan out there in Ohio. He wants $40 an hour. Anyway, Julian Assange was, his asylum was revoked. And the Ecuadorian embassy was dragged out of the embassy in handcuffs. And the United States is requesting his extradition. Did I catch a lot of flack. Did I catch a lot of flack about Julian Assange back in the day? Julian Assange, as far as I'm, if anyone deserves any sort of prize when it comes to journalism, it would be him. I praised the work that he had done and Edward Snowden. I thought it was fantastic. Do I trust our government? Hell no! I mean, the treasure trove of stuff that he came up with and he let the American people know, from the spying on citizens, the metadata, the phone calls, right on down the line. One story after another after another. And these are not things that could have been discovered by journalists actually putting the work in. They just don't want to. They don't. I don't know what's going to happen. I think Trump should do, because right now the left, well, at least the mainstream media, is saying, oh, they're thrilled that this guy's been arrested, because they think, well, they want to pitch the idea, the narrative. There's no evidence behind this, no facts. He's sworn up and down it's not the case, that Julian Assange was working with the Russians on getting those DNC emails like he did, which is a farce. Anyway, I don't know. Maybe Trump will pardon him. Maybe he'll come back here and Trump will throw a pardon at him. That would certainly make the media's heads explode. Anyway, I mentioned Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that climate change is forcing all of these migrants and asylum seekers to our country. Well, you know what it's from? We finally figured it out. There was a study that just came out blaming white people. That's right. White Americans, your diet is responsible for climate change. That's right. White people, guilty white people. Yes, white people, it is our fault. The way we eat is causing climate change. I'm serious. They actually push this stuff. They do. They actually push this stuff. Anyway, this story out of China, wanted to touch on too. And whenever I read these stories out of China, we told the story of the Uyghurs population and how their homes are being destroyed, their communities are being destroyed, right down to their diet and the food that they're allowed to eat. Traditional foods have been banned. Well, anyway, I find it interesting now. Chinese cops, if they can do random searches of people. And if you have a social media app on your phone, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Western social media, you get sent to a concentration camp. That's right. You get sent to a concentration camp. And I was thinking about it this past week, and I mentioned it on the show as well earlier in the week, that, I mean, what do you do? You tell your boss, hey, boss, listen, sorry, I'm not going to be able to make it into work. I downloaded Facebook, and they caught me, and I'm being sent to a concentration camp. I mean, for crying out loud, it's like jury duty or something like that in China. What I find fascinating about these horrific stories is the grand desire by the establishment types. The Wizards are smart over at the New York Times and some of the other hoity-toity papers that love China. They think China is the greatest thing ever. I remember Thomas Friedman wanting Barack Obama to have the power of the Politburo. Thought it was awesome. Fantastic. China is the future. They want to have all those social rating systems. You know how much they would love, the left would love to have that social rating system? Basically put rankings on people on what based upon what they believe. Not allowing them to go to ballparks or ride on airplanes and trains. They'd love that. Fantastic. They love China. They love concentration camps. Right up their alley. Anyway, have a good one, everybody. Great week. God bless. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll see you.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Reacting to the release the news of special is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal from Connecticut, though, has a different opinion.
USA Radio News with Tim Bird.
The senators on Capitol Hill are reacting to the release of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation.
They're proving that the fact that crude oil contains a virus, or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of oil, and the fact that Penny's oil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable agency facts. The proof is in the pencil. Like the fact that crude oil is not impure. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Penn's oil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Penn's oil. Based on Sequence 4A wear testers and SAE 5W30, only available what you need on Amazon. The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities.
Acting Defense Secretary
and the fact
Pat
that Penn's oil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection.
It's not a ballistic missile.
The proof is in the Penn's oil.
Comes less than a week after
based on Sequence 4A wear
test
using SAE 5W30, available
a summit.
On
Thursday,
Amazon.
President Trump is hosting an event
Liberty
featuring
Mutual
soldiers
Insurance.
From the
no,
Wounded Warrior Project
right
who are participating
so we'll
in the soldier ride. When presented with an award
you.
By the Wounded Warriors, the president jokes about
placing...
It's
a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is confirming North Korea launched a weapon on Wednesday.
It was a test. Yeah, it's good.
It wasn't of significant altitude.
It's not a ballistic missile.
The test comes less than a week after North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said he's willing to sit down with President Trump for a third summit. On Thursday, President Trump is hosting an event featuring soldiers from the Wounded Warrior Project who are participating in the soldier ride. When presented with an award by the Wounded Warriors, the president jokes about placing it in the Oval Office for at least 6 years, then joked about a possible longer term.
This is really beautiful. This will find a permanent place at least for 6 years. In the Oval Office. Is that okay? I was going to joke, General, and say at least for 10 or 14 years, but we would cause bedlam if I said so. We'll say 6.
President Trump is spending his Easter at Mar-a-Lago Resort, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams Sheets Special, use my promo code USA.
If you're trying to eat a gluten-free diet, USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has something you need to hear.
A new study finds that nearly a third of restaurant items that are labeled gluten-free actually contain gluten. Researchers from Columbia University finding the worst offenders are pizza and pasta. More than 50% of the samples labeled gluten-free ended up containing gluten.